Welcome to Basket Talks new episode.
Every night it's there for you.
This is Mir Demir Demirer from Basket Talks.
It's constant.
In this episode we are with Kate Porter. Hi coach, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you. How's it going? Is everything great in your court? You are in your own gym right now and it's really great. And how's it going? Is everything great?
Everything's good. In Connecticut right now, it's super cold. It's like 30 degrees, really cold. But besides that, like all my workouts are good, man. With all my clients are great. Really just trying to stay busy and keep learning in this off season.
Yeah, how's your trainings going? Like you said, you have a training in the morning. Now we are free and after this interview, we have one more training.
So yes, yeah. So right now, in the mornings, I'm training a lot of our Sun players, a lot of our Connecticut Sun players. When they come back and market, they come to my gym. We get some work in the mornings. Then like early afternoon, I pretty much just go home, walk my dog, relax a little bit. And then I come back in the evening with like my kids, like my high schoolers, my middle schoolers, working with them on some skills.
Did I steal your free time with your dog right now?
Oh, nah, she's good. I'm gonna bring her to the gym later. She's good. She has enough time.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
I hope you do hear that. So I want to talk about WNBA and your Purgation Training LLC, your brand. But yeah, First of all, I want to hear your basketball background a little bit and your philosophy. During your record-setting performance at New London High School and your years at every point. So how did you develop your game and how has those experiences influenced your current coaching philosophy?
New London was a really cool experience. I don't know if you know, but I was teammates with Chris Dunn, who's on the Utah Jazz right now. That's been my guy since I was 9 years old. I think we still have the record in Connecticut. I think it was like 28-0 for the season. We was beating like every team by like 50 points. It was an amazing experience. The whole town would come out for our games and they're always pushing you to be better. Like we're a town known to be good in basketball. So at a young age, already having that level of competition at a young age, man, it helps you so much when you're growing. Cause you know, like in Connecticut, I mean, we're a small state and there's so much more basketball out there. At a young age, that like whole competitive drive, we were starting that. No matter who's in front of you, you have that confidence to believe that you can get by anybody. London really shaped me in that regard. Every Point was a weird time because I never wanted to go to Every Point. It's a low level JUCO, but it was pretty much the best time in my playing career. Just trying, you know, get better at my skills, get better at, you know, just being a better athlete. Coach James Childs is there. He was there. He retired. He's like a dad to me. Like he taught me so much about the game, like on and off the floor. Like I learned one, work ethic, right? How to be a pro at a young age, right? What it means to clock in and clock out, right? If you can put your time to something, give your all. Honestly, how to be a man in another way, like learn how to be a man, like eye contact, honest dialogue. If you give your word to something, do it. I learned so much more than basketball. And I bring that to how I coach now with Progression and also with the Sun, just a level of professionalism, but then also just a level of hard work. Like if you're coming to the gym, we're going to get working. We're going to get better. Yeah. I'm the type of coach that I'm in drills with you. If you're working out, I'm working out with you. I'm sweating with you in these drills. Like you're not by yourself. I'm not a coach to sit on the sideline and point and tell you to do stuff. Like, no, you're feeling me. I'm fouling, I'm trash talking, like trying to make it a game environment as much as possible.
And you played in Spain and Puerto Rico, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You said I'm playing with players while I'm coaching them. So how are you transferring these player experiences to young players as a coach right now?
When I was in Spain and Puerto Rico, I think the biggest thing I learned was more off the court stuff of how to handle yourself. Don't mess up the opportunity for the person that comes after you. It's always bigger than you. When you're going to these teams where you're trying to get placed in a certain league, don't have a bad attitude. Don't mess it up for the next American that tries to come over there. Take care of yourself. Be a professional. Show up on time. Don't go out partying, getting in trouble, because you're messing up for the next person who's coming after you. And also, when you're there, don't mess up all the hard work of the people that came before you. They're putting all that work to open up those doors. Do your part to open those doors even more for the next person. Make it easier for the next person. I tell kids that all the time. You never know who is watching you. You never know who's watching a workout. I don't care if it's a very simple drill, super complex drill, something that you don't understand. Have good body language. Like, be all in everything that you're doing. Because you truly never know when your phone might ring, when that coach might call you, when you might get that scholarship. You know what I mean? Like, everything matters. You can't neglect the things that you think aren't that important. Like, everything.
Actually, in this time, it's more crazy. Like, if you are posting something on Instagram, you don't know who is watching and you don't know.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's crazy right now. Like, there's a lot of scouts, WNBA, NBA scouts in Instagram watching reels. I think your younger players want to play in WNBA, NBA. This is a really common question, but I really want to ask you, as a player development coach for Connecticut Sun, what areas do you believe young players need to develop the most?
First thing I would say, be coachable. I train a lot of young kids in my off time. Having attitudes and not being coachable isn't a good look. You might see like your favorite NBA player or WNBA player arguing and doing all these things. That doesn't mean that it's okay. But then understand that they already made it. You're trying to get there. Don't lessen your chances by having a bad attitude, yelling at a coach or yelling at a ref. I think that's the first thing, be coachable. On the floor, I would say learn how to play basketball. Because especially in the States, you see a lot of AAU and a lot of like, you know, kids just playing around and they don't understand how to play basketball. They don't know how to set a proper screen. They don't know how to make a pocket pass with your left and right hand. They don't know how to read a defense. I think if you can learn how to play basketball just from like an X's and O's standpoint, watching film and things like that, you could play anywhere on the planet. I know every kid wants to be like the next James Harden or somebody that could dribble 35 times before you shoot the ball, but it's like, he's a rare breed. Not everybody's gonna have that opportunity. In the game of basketball, you look at the pro level, like 90% of the basketball players have a role. You're a spot up shooter, you're a 3-and-D guy. And then also just from like a skill point, I train everybody the same. If you're young, if you're old, like I'm training you to be a basketball player. What I see a lot in my town is when kids grow to be like 6 foot at like age 12 or 13, younger coaches want to put you as a center. It's like, what if this child stops growing at 6 foot? Sorry, brother, you're a point guard now, but you practice being a center your whole life. Every kid that I train, I treat you the same way. I'm going to show you everything. I want you to be a basketball player. So regardless of whatever coach you have at your next stop, you have the skills on the floor to be successful wherever he throws you.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like in Europe, actually in NBA too, every role players need to do everything, as you said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in EuroLeague, some coach like, okay, you're a spot option in the forward. And at some moment, your coach could yell like, hey, you need to drive and you need to dunk in, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, what? I'm a spot up shooter. Like,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, look at it like Mikal Bridges. When he was on the Sun, he played defense, knocked down threes. He's on Brooklyn just working out, doing everything. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you didn't know this guy had that in his bag, but he had it, but he was just playing his role very well. Yeah, man. Learning how to play basketball is super important.
It could be more measured thing in women's basketball, maybe, because mm-hmm. they are playing the game with their brain, not physical skills. I really like the purgation word, because progression work, it never stops. It starts when you're a kid and mm-hmm. playing basketball. You want to find a scholarship. So when you find, you want to make NBA. When you're in the NBA, you want to be Hall of Fame. When you mm-hmm. be the Hall of Fame, man, I want to hear your coaching philosophy and, you know, coaching methodology, maybe. So mm-hmm. what are your coaching philosophy of training players or game of basketball?
So me growing up, when I was a kid, I really loved footwork. Like, I loved footwork. I was the biggest Kobe fan. Like, I go watch Kobe highlights all day long. I still do. Watch a lot of Kevin Garnett, Hakeem Olajuwon. Like, I loved, I don't want to say how pretty the footwork was, but just how precise the footwork was. How they would get to spots, the turnarounds, the shoulder shimmies, the up and unders, right? All the cells and all those little small details. Always practice in my backyard playing like that. And I kind of brought that to how I coach now. Just being really, really refined in the way we step on the floor. I think Drew Hanlon, another NBA trainer, he says like trimming the fat off your game. That's kind of like what I do. I like to like get your game to the simplest form. How can we score efficient as possible? No wasted dribbles, no wasted steps. And then to touch back on the old question you asked me about Avery Point, just hard work. I just want to work extremely hard. If we're going to work out for an hour and work out for 40 minutes, whatever it is, let's put in hard work and go home. Working hard, being efficient. Those are my two things I kind of hang my hat on. Like, I love footwork and I love balance and all those things. I'm very simple. Hard work, footwork, and balance. Do that. I love you. Like, it's great.
Yeah. And do you think there's a player which have a good footwork and work ethic? She can make it to the WNBA? Like, what are the major things to someone who want to go to WNBA? What are your advice for them?
Perfect example. I'm training this girl right now named Lily Davis. She's a freshman at New London High School. I work with Lily like every day. She's like a little sister to me. I see her all the time. She talks like me. It's funny. For her, we're always just talking about being the hardest worker in the gym. I think being the hard workers and being coachable, that will separate you, because you can't always be the most skilled. Like, look at Victor Wembanyama, 7'5". Like, there's nothing you can do about that, but you could potentially outwork him. I'm telling her all the time, man, whatever you see your teammates doing, try to double that. Be the hardest worker. Put that work in. Put that time in. Watch film. Do the things that kids your age are not doing. Work on your defense. I always tell kids, don't look at the whole picture. just look at like a little part of it. Cause I know like that whole dream of getting to the WNBA, that's very big. Let's just break it down day by day. What are you trying to get better at? All right, my jumper's not good. Okay, let's start with form shooting. Think over the long run, man, that's how you make that dream a reality, is by every single day putting in that sweat equity, doing the right things, man. That's gonna lead you to where you're trying to go. Every young girl is trying to do that. Every young boy is trying to go to the NBA. Like, what separates you? Sometimes it is partially luck. I will say that, like being at the right place at the right time. But the biggest thing, when you get that opportunity to be in front of coaches and scouts, man, be ready. Put the work in the quiet hours. Don't just hang around all summertime and now you're in front of your coaches and now you're nervous because you ain't putting in your work. Those things, it's not like some big equation. It's very simple. Just consistency at working on your craft.
Actually, there is a tricky point, I think. Like, there is a lot of young players, mm-hmm. which they are trying to develop themselves. And yeah. they ask questions, some coaches, I don't know, maybe searching on YouTube. Some of the coaches, like when I was, I think, 11 years old, I asked my coaches, coach, I can't shoot. How can I develop it? And coach said, go to court and start shooting. I was like, what? What kind of shoot? Like, now I'm thinking, like, I was trying to half court shots, you know, a three-point yes. shot. I don't know what I did to do. What do you think? How can players understand their weaknesses mm-hmm. and how can they develop these weaknesses?
That's a great question, especially with kids. Like whenever I have a new client in my gym, first thing I ask in front of their parents, in front of whoever drops them off, what are you good at? What do you suck at? Because I think everybody knows what you're not good at. Problem with young athletes is we try to hide from that thing. So it's like you hear a kid be like, oh, I hate doing ball handling. Why do you hate doing ball handling? Because you're not good at it. Yeah. Oh, Coach Keith, why are we doing shooting? Because you're not good at it, right? And what happens with young kids is we like to do the things that we enjoy or that we're good at. For a young kid, if you get in the habit of finding something that you don't like and working at it, my God, the growth you could have in your game is crazy. Once we identify our weaknesses, okay, now let's take the steps to fix it. And the beautiful thing about the game of basketball right now is like there's so many trainers and instructors on YouTube and everywhere, right? There's so much free knowledge all around you, right? But yeah, I think that the first thing is having an honest conversation, that uncomfortable conversation with yourself to be like, okay, I'm not good at this. Why don't I like working at this? Having that time when you're looking yourself in the mirror, okay, now let's take the proper steps to fix it. Let's draw out a weak plan. It's a very simple formula, but it really works if you could just stay disciplined and just stay the course.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about your brand, Progression Training LLC. I want to hear your future goals as a Progression LLC. What are your future goals?
For Progression, this is like my baby. Like, this is like my most important job. Like, yeah, I'm in a WNBA and I'm super blessed and fortunate to be there. But like these great women, like they were great before me. They're going to be great after me. I'm thankful that I could be like a little step in their journey to help them get to their goals. But like I was saying, they're going to be great with or without me. But like the young kids is like the most important thing, right? So it's like for me with Progression, I would love to do more like international things. I would love to travel, be a traveling trainer in my off season. I would love to do stuff like that. Just, you know, just keep meeting new people and just helping people. Like biggest thing about being a trainer, you're really a teacher, teaching kids about basketball and also just increasing that joy. Like I see so many young kids that take the game way too serious. And often that comes from like their parents or like their upbringing, right? Like the game is fun. Like the reason why every coach on the planet coaches it and why we used to play the game, because it was fun. I think that love is getting ripped out the game right now, especially in the States because of all the money that's being pumped into sports and all the entertainment. Like every AAU game, there's a camera. You have little 10-year-olds doing dances on the court after they shoot a three. It's like it's turning into entertainment. And then it's becoming so serious because now you have parents telling kids that they're not good because they didn't hit a certain amount of threes in that game. And it's like, no, man, just let them be kids. I would love to travel as a trainer, go to different countries, do this, do that, but really just bringing back that joy of the game. Can't play forever, unfortunately. Maybe LeBron. Only LeBron can play forever. But outside of LeBron, we all got to stop playing at one point. Just giving kids foundation, right? Like we always have different people coming in our doors, right? One of my friends is a broadcaster in the NBA. I know guys who work in stats and like the WNBA, like just showing kids different avenues and doors. You can still be a part of the game. For me, Progression is always bigger than basketball. I always say like Progression Training is like, we're a ministry disguised as a training organization. We're trying to like create better human beings, right? Yeah, you're gonna become a better athlete here, but overall, we're just trying to create great humans.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I have a very important question for you.
Yeah,
when the LeBron's going to retire? Like he's 40.
See, I'm a Lakers fan. I'm a Lakers fan. I hope never. I hope never. But the weird thing is like he's not jumping mega high and doing all that stuff, but he still looks the same. It's so weird. Like he's still exploding. And it's like, is this guy never gonna slow down? Like it doesn't make sense.
I don't know. Like, I saw a video. He dunked same way when he dunked in 1996 or something. Like, how is that possible?
That should not be possible. At 38 yeah. years old, you should not be moving like that. With that many miles on your body?
Yeah, and that's the progression.
Yes.
Let's move on to the final question. Actually, you told a little bit, but kind of general question. In your opinion, what are the musts of basketball? What are the essential things?
First, being coachable. I see way too many young athletes with bad attitudes. Outside of that, having a great work ethic. Be a dog out there. Just want to live in a gym. Work, 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 and work. Then also have fun with it. I think when the game stops becoming fun, that's when you get burnout. That's when mentally you get tired and you want to take a step back. Don't get me wrong. Everybody needs a break here and there. But I think when the game stops being fun and it starts becoming a business too early, that's when you get that burnout. And I would say always doing something that you hate. Whatever it is in your game, always work on a weakness. Usually the things that you hate are the things you're not good at. So always working at something that you're not good at. And then lastly, I would just say, be grateful. A generous heart goes a long way, right? Being thankful for the coaches that are going to the gym with you, opening the doors for you so you get any hour of the day to work on your games. Any coach that's actually sitting there coaching you when he could be at home with his family, right? Like, be appreciative of the people that are helping you along the way. And I think you have those things, man. It could take you very far in the game of basketball, man. Respect and being grateful is my two, like, must-haves, man. Like, just be thankful for the people that come along. Everybody needs somebody in their journey to help get them to where they're at now. So, yeah, just being thankful.
Exactly. Like, in basketball and in life, it's really important. I agree with you. Yeah, I'm very grateful to have you here right now.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm so appreciative to be on your podcast, man. I thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for joining me. And it's the last episode of 2023. So,
let's go. Yeah.
Thank you for all of your answers.
Yes, sir, Amir. Thank you.
Really great. And I hope see you in person.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm trying to get out there, teach some basketball. You might see me out
there. Yeah, like we would love to. Bye bye. Thank you.
All right, peace.